Nifraun Fiut Nibshin Ibn Matuabanu Tunut. I mean, today, the 16th day of the blessed month of Baba. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, of my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 673 after Christ, the Holy Father, the Patriarch Abba Agathon, the 39th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was a disciple of the Holy Father Abba Benjamin, the 38th Pope. Abba Benjamin disappeared for a period of time from the face of his Chalcedonian persecutors and left Agathon to preach to the believers and establish them in the Orthodox faith. Agathon went around the streets and markets in the daytime wearing a carpenter's apparel, and during the night wearing a priest's uniform. He went around the houses also preaching and instructing the believers. He kept doing this till the Arab conquest of Egypt and return of the father, the patriarch and Benjamin, to his chair. في الوقت ده كان دخول العرب عمرو بن العاص دخل في هذه الفترة. عمرو بن العاص entered Egypt and invaded Egypt up till now. When Pope Benjamin departed, the saint was chosen to the honorable rank of patriarch. He faced great tribulations for the sake of keeping the Orthodox faith. For example, a man whose name was Theodosius a Malkite went to the city of Damascus and came before Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the Arab governor of Damascus. He gave him much money and took from him an order to appoint him the governor of Alexandria, Bahira, and Mariut. When he became in charge of this position, he afflicted our father, the patriarch, and levied great taxes on him. Because of the excessive evil of the governor and what he did to the father, the patriarch, the people hated and avoided him. He put forth an order that any man who might find the patriarch on his way should slay him. يعني حل دمه بالعربي كده. يحل دمه يعني اللي لقيه يموت يموته من غير دية ولا حاجة. من غير يعني charge ولا حاجة. The patriarch remained in his cell until God destroyed that evil governor. In the days of this father, the building of St. Macarius Church in his monastery at Wadi al-Natrun was completed. One night, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him about the holy monk from the monastery of St. Macarius, whose name was John, and who lived in Fayum. The angel ordered him to bring him to help in preaching and teaching the people. The angel told him that he would be patriarch after him. After Agathon sent and brought him and delivered to him the work of the churches, their organizations, teaching the believers and preaching to them, Abba Agathon remained in the papacy of 19 years and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the saints Kapos, Apollos, Papilosiani, and Peter, the disciple of Abba Isaiah, the Anchorite. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Amen. arshi